What happens when a Christian sins? Today we want to look at the subject of what happens when a Christian sins. The Bible tells us in 1 John 1:8-9, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As Christians, we will eventually stumble and we will eventually sin. What makes us different from what we were before conversion is that now we have a new nature. It grieves us to sin. We don't want to sin, we want to live a righteous life. But what happens when we do sin? Do we need to get saved again? Is that what the Bible is teaching? In that case, we have no security, and in some sense, we are worse off than the world. At least the world is not tormented by us in conscience. As believers, sin is not to be our focus of attention. Hebrews 10:2 states that through the sacrifice of Jesus, the believer should have no more conscience of sins. In other words, sin should not be the focus of our lives. God should be our focus. Romans 4:2 says, "For if Abraham were justified declared righteous by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God." If salvation was based on our merit, the things we do, then we could brag. We could say, "Hey, Lord, I really appreciate what you did on the cross, but remember the things I have done." So throughout eternity, we are going to pat Jesus on the back, and pat ourselves on the back for the things that we've done. No. God has designed salvation in such a way that there will be no boasting or glory on man's part. The only glory and boasting will be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Rom 3:27. The gift of eternal life is indeed a gift, and it cannot be earned. Rom 6:23. Romans 4:2 says that if Abraham were justified by his own actions, he would have some reason to boast, but that's not what happened. How does the scripture say a man is saved? By his own performance? By his own works? By the things he does? How was Abraham counted righteous, or declared righteous? Was it through the things he did or didn't do, or was it that he simply believed, trusted, and relied on God through faith? The Bible says in Romans 4:3, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. What holds me in position and keeps me from perishing, even though there are times when I fail and sin? It is that Jesus bore all of my sin on the cross, and through faith in Him, not by my own works, I am justified, made righteous before God. Romans 4:6 says, "Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works." David of the Old Testament is saying there will be a day through a new covenant, when God will impute righteousness, right standing, without man working for it. Then he said in verse 7, saying, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered." This is the clincher: blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Rom 4:7. It doesn't say he might not, sometimes he will and sometimes he won't. It says, "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." In the Greek, that's what is called an emphatic negative. It means he'll never, not ever put sin to our account. This is the good news of the new covenant. Hebrews 10:16 says, "I will put my laws into their hearts on their heart, and in their minds upon their mind also will I write them." And part of that agreement is that God says this in verse 17, "And your sins and iniquities I will remember no more." What holds you in position, in righteousness and right standing, even when you sin, and don't have time to confess it? It's your faith in Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus, and He saves people from their sins. Matt 1:21.